The governor told CNBC his administration now has clarity on Foxconn's project. Evers says the company will likely hire 1,500 people next year. That's compared to 1,800 under the plan the company laid out to eventually hire up to 13,000 workers in the state.
You know, for Wisconsin, 1,500 employees is important, and so we're looking forward to working with them to make sure that we understand what they're doing. But it is more concrete. In fact, I saw them pouring concrete.
Foxconn fell short of its employment goal in 2018. As a result, the company failed to earn a tax credit of up to $9.5 million. Foxconn representatives could not be reached for comment. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.